the banister in the top of the stairs, I would just sit there and listen and pretend like it was him, but it wasn't.
Hi there. I'm involved in a little project here, and I'm making my own rhythm ensemble, a percussion set with bottle caps of various sizes, some soda bottle caps, some juice bottle caps. So this is what I'm doing right now, is making music, because the reason why I make music and the reason why I do things like this is because you can take anything from me, but you can't take my music. At various points in my life, I've had everything taken from me, but nobody could steal my music.
Lost Discs Radio, here on the planet.
There's an old saying in Tennessee, I know it's in Texas, probably in Tennessee, that says, fool me once, shame on you. If fool me, we can't get fooled again.
It's called Famous Last Words.
Ladies and gentlemen, the President of the United States.
Fellow Americans.
He's been sick. And I think his wife is going to bring him some chicken soup. It's hard to defend an unpopular policy every once in a while.
Plastic people, oh baby, now you're such a drag.
And there's this guy from the CIA, and he's creeping around Laurel Canyon. Get tired of you, honey. It's that's your hairspray or something.
Plastic people, oh baby, you're such a drag.
I hear the sound of marching feet down Sunset Boulevard to Crescent Heights, and there at Pandora's Box, we are confronted with a vast quantity of plastic people.
Take a day and walk around, watch the Nazis run your town, then go home and check yourself. You think we're singing about someone else,
but you're plastic people. Oh, baby, now you're such a drag.
Sure that love will never be.
Discs Radio.
Shame on you.
We don't mess around.
7, 4, 1, 5.
Fuzzy math. I'm practicing fuzzy math. A lot of times we need to fudge the numbers and not tell the truth. For diplomacy to be effective, lies must be credible. The best way to win an election is deliberate deception. Same thing happened in 2000. George Bush lost, and I know that. So let me just tell you what the facts are. After my plan is in place, the wealthiest Americans won't pay any tax at all. I came to this office to serve corporate America. We must pass problems on to others. Now is the time to give corporations the people's money. And President George W. Bush will damn the consequences. What I care about is money. I want that corporate soft money. More money. I also want to get some federal money. Federal money. Your money. More money. More money is needed, and I spend more money. It's money that my administration has borrowed, loading up IOUs for future generations. And you know what? We have spent the surplus. I mean, the idea is, it's time to bust this economy. Let's get it done once and for all. Fuzzy math. It's fuzzy math. Fuzzy math. I'm practicing fuzzy math. A lot of times we need to fudge the numbers and not tell the truth. For diplomacy to be effective, lies must be credible. I urge Congress to join me in advancing fraud by weakening standards and accountability. We will continue to produce corporate scandals. I'm against working people. And tonight I also announce exports of jobs are on the rise. I came to this office to serve corporate America. We must pass problems on to others. Now is the time to give corporations the people's money. And President George W. Bush will damn the consequences. So I signed a law that's going to hurt our economy. We will take defensive measures against progress and pluralism to help wealthy people get ahead. With unemployment rising, yet it's not growing fast enough. Congress must provide the funds to punish every worker in America. In my view, it's the riskiest of all options. After my plan is in place, all poor seniors will pay a higher percentage of taxes. We've got an economy that's not as unfair as it should be. In my mind, there is no doubt. My plan is a drag on our economy. I want to empower the wealthiest Americans because they want a better rate of return. And the poorest of Americans must be responsible. Much of our job growth will be found in the American military. But its goal is making money. Members of Congress, Vice President Cheney, as we gather tonight, we constitute an axis of evil. I came to this office to serve corporate America. We must pass problems on to others. Now is the time to give corporations the people's money. President George W. Bush will damn the consequences. Fuzzy math. It's fuzzy math. Fuzzy math. I'm practicing fuzzy math. A lot of times we need to fudge the numbers and not tell the truth. For diplomacy to be effective, lies must be credible. I am.
Shame on you. 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 Shame on you.
Yeah, well, how are you feeling tonight?
Shame on.
Oh, come on.
Shame on you.
Oh, stop saying that. Come on.
Shame on.
How are you feeling tonight? You feeling good? You feeling really
shame
good?
On you.
You feeling energized? You feeling refreshed? You feeling like you can get out there and get the job done?
Shame on you.
Huh? How you feeling? How's your stomach feeling?
Shame on you.
Are you sleeping at night? Are you getting enough sleep? You feeling good? Everyone feeling okay? Doc, how are you feeling tonight?
It's hard work, man.
Doc, it's hard work feeling good.
It's hard work.
But don't worry, man.
Shame on you.
It's hard work. It's hard work feeling good, but someone's got to do the hard work.
Shame on you.
It's hard work.
Doc,
shame
on you for complaining.
You know, people don't realize it, but this is hard work.
Yeah, I know. I do realize it.
All right.
Ladies and gentlemen, you've stumbled across the Lost Discs.
Shame on
radio show.
Shame on you.
Otherwise known as the Lost Disc Bush Defamation Network.
Now, come on. Now, now, on the Lost Discs radio show tonight, of course, you're hearing us off of WBCQ. We are live tonight on November 5th of 2004.
Shame on you.
And, you know, we haven't bankrupted the economy quite yet, but we're on our way.
Shame on you.
That's all right. That's all right.
Shame on. Shame on you.
Okay. Yeah, here we are tonight on the show. If you want to get in on the action tonight, it is Lost.
Shame on you.
At WBCQ.us. We have an email thing that you can get in on live tonight, and we will shout back at you. Once again, it's Lost at WBCQ.us.
Shame on you.
That's L-O-S-T at WBCQ.us. So you can contact us tonight via the Lost Discs radio show. And Dr. Doc Brown is on board. Doc, do you have any predictions for the next couple years as you see it now?
Well, you know, now that the Red Sox have won the World Series, I really didn't think that I cared about anything else. But, wow, what a crazy week it's been. No, I don't know. I have a funny prediction, and then I rethought it, but I'll still make it.
Yeah, nothing funny about that, man.
Well, not in the next 2 years. Well, yeah, about the next 2 years. Somewhere around the next 2 years. There's a big if in here, but anyway, I really truly believe that there will be a constitutional amendment brought forth that will allow...
Gays?
No.
What about the gays?
No. That will allow the term of a president to go for more than two terms, maybe unlimited, you know, like an unlimited number of terms, as long as the people keep electing him.
Look, what do you have
to be president?
What do you have against the gays?
Right. Well, yeah, nothing, and it's great, and if that happens, it'd be kind of funny, you know, to see it happen, but it goes back to when our country was formed and they were afraid of a King George. George Washington didn't want to be elected to a second term.
Yeah.
Because they had just come away from a King George and then King George. And if this happens now, we could have King George. I mean, King Bill would have had a different ring to it. But King George is something quite different. But you know what? I rethought this position.
All right. Think it again.
I rethought it. And I thought to myself, you know what? If they did that, then Cheney would not have to live with the consequences of putting his finger on that button that still does exist and completely annihilating the rest of the world. See, Cheney would have to live through the nuclear winter once he got his wish and of world domination and you know, push that button. So
you're talking about Dick.
Yeah, maybe he might wait till the 11th year. I mean, maybe Bush could do this and he could get that too. But I don't know that it's going to happen necessarily in the next couple of years, but... You know, one of those.
So your prediction, yeah. If I boil it down, if I understand you correctly,
right,
can be boiled down to you think that there's going to be some sort of a proposal,
sure,
for an amendment
for more years
to the United States Constitution,
right,
so that we have at least three or four or maybe unlimited terms for the presidency. That's what you're looking at.
Sure,
that's your prediction.
Yeah, why not?
Right here tonight, November 5th, 2004. Dr. Doc Brown has made the prediction. All right?
They don't call me a doctor for nothing.
Do you think George W. Bush is gay? That's the question. Is he closet? I mean,
he could be. He's got a lot of problems in his past.
His right-hand man is named Dick. What did he do? What did he do with his right hand?
Dick's usually the one that's stroking him.
Oh, come on! Jeez! Oh, it's never been so harsh around here at WBCQ. It's never been as harsh at the Lost Discs Radio Empire, folks. The good news, I guess, is that there's no signal tonight. The signal for WBCQ, where we're broadcasting on 7.415 megahertz and on 5.105 megahertz, had skipping way over New England and probably way over Pennsylvania, hopefully way over Ohio. I do not want to deal with the wrath of people living in Ohio tonight if they're catching it on the shortwave radio. But either way, Lord knows where this signal is going. So if you happen to be catching the signal tonight and you want to give us a little QSL action, once again, you could email us right now, assuming you can get on the computer. We're on live tonight. It's November 5th of 2004. The email address is lost@wbcq.us. Come on, man. That spells lost. Are we lost?
Disclaimer.
Is it too late?
The views of this program are not necessarily those of WBCQ The Planet or the Lost Discs Radio Show Empire. I just want to protect ourselves against what might happen if they actually do find out where we're broadcasting from. This could be our last broadcast ever, man.
Oh, my God.
They just hijacked a presidential election. You don't think they can shut us down?
When the night shows, the signals grow on radios. All the strange things, they come and go as early warnings. Stranded starfish have no place to hide. Still waiting for the swollen Easter tide. There's no point in direction. We cannot even choose a side. I took the old track, the hollow shoulder across the waters. On the tall cliffs, they were getting older. Sons and daughters, the jaded underworld was riding high. On waves of steel hurled metal at the sky. And as the nails sunk in the cloud, the rain was warm and soaked the crowd. Lord, here comes the flood. We'll say goodbye. Again, the seas are silent in any still alive. It'll be those who gave their island to survive. Drink up, dreamers, you're running dry. When the flood calls, you have no home, you have no walls. In the thunder crash, you're a thousand minds within a flash. Don't be afraid to cry of what you see. The actor's gone, there's only you and me. And if we break before the dawn, use up what we used to be. Lord, here comes the flood. We'll say goodbye to flesh and blood. If again seas are silent in an eastern line. It'll be those who gave their island to survive. Drink up, dreamers, you're running dry.
Now, what I'd like to share with you, let me see, I need my piece of paper. I wrote it all down right here on my notes. Yes. The magic, that's what I like to share with you, is magic and harmony and all the beautiful things that are around. And I would first like to talk about shamanism and the power of naming things. By being able to put a name to something, you're empowering it. By describing the things as the things I do as harmonious, as being creating harmony, I'm empowering what I'm doing. See, all I'm doing is playing with bottle caps, which is really nothing special. But I've made it something special. I've made it something that really means something. Only because I put a name to it. I say it's a rhythmic percussion ensemble. For example, in Haiti...
The banister, and I couldn't stop at the stairs. I would just sit there and listen and pretend like it was him. But it wasn't. The banister, and I couldn't stop at the stairs. I would just sit there and listen and pretend like it was him. But it wasn't.
Some people sleep to the sound of the steam in the pipes. Good night, sleep well. Some people don't sleep at all.